today. You're not going to believe me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and exchange hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you today that you're just not going to believe, and most of you won't do it, and most of you, you just won't believe it, but that's okay. I'm going to do it anyway, because somebody will, even if one of you goes, you know what? What if that works? What if what she's saying is actually true? Somebody will try it. And that one woman, even if it's one, it's worth it. So here we go, gals. Here's the question that came to me, not just once, but many, many times over the last year, even longer than a year. I've never addressed it, but here it is. The question is, how do I help a loved one who is suffering and I can't help them? In other words, someone who we can't go to them and say, here, do this, try that, let me fix this, let me give you that. Someone who is beyond our reach. Usually this is a child or even a grandchild who's in trouble and they don't want your help. In fact, often they want you to back off. Get away from me, Grandma. I got this. The truth is, gals, that I've met more than one woman in my world who has a child or a grandchild who's addicted, on the streets, really in serious, serious trouble. You know, we see people on the streets. They have families. They have parents. They have siblings. And you got to wonder, what's it like for their parents? And sometimes you wonder, do they not care? Oh, yeah, they care. And a lot of these parents, women, mothers, grandmothers, end up in my sphere of influence, end up in my world, and I hear how painful that is. And the truth is, I actually have friends in my personal life who've experienced this as well. I don't know. How hard would that be to have a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter out there struggling? Now, in most cases, we've tried to help them. I mean, why wouldn't we? We're their mother, we're their grandmother. We're not going to just let them die out on the streets. But helping people with addiction problems who have ended up allowing the addiction to take them to that level becomes virtually impossible. And one of the biggest heartbreaks of this is that we waste, I will use the word waste, even though it is heartbreaking, right? But we will waste time trying to actually help them, meaning giving them money or a place to stay or advice or a warm hug, whatever we think they need. But if it's addiction, deep addiction, this almost never works. We give them money and guess where it goes? Then we're heartbroken again. And we go through this cycle of, you know, that I promise never again, thanks for your help. And then you turn around and they're back out there. Now, this is a very extreme, but we also have similar difficulties just helping a loved one in a difficult relationship or a difficult marriage. And you know what? When they're all grown up, the only real thing we can do is back off and leave them alone because that's what they want. Unless they literally come to you and say, help me, Mom. I want your help and I'm willing to take your advice. We cannot. And it's not our role to do that once everyone's all grown up. But, and here's the part that I want to give you today. There is a way you can help them. So whatever your situation, whether you have a loved one in the depths, depths, depths of addiction, whose life may even be in danger, or a loved one in a difficult marriage, or a loved one just having a hard time trying to choose a path in life, anywhere on this scale, any loved one that you want to help, but you can't actually help in terms of physical support, material support, emotional support, here's what you do. You ready? Now, as I said, there's going to be somebody, one of you out there is going to believe me and do this and experience the results. My dear, here's how you help them. You set up a new practice where you commit to a couple of minutes, and I mean a couple of minutes. We're talking 3, 5, I guess, if you want. 3 would be enough. Well, give yourself 5 minutes so you have time to learn and practice this. This is not something that you do immediately perfectly. So, we don't do anything perfectly, do we? But we do want to practice this because we get better at it over time. So you're going to commit to a daily practice of sitting quietly in your sacred space. Now, if you're new in snippet land, you may not know what a sacred space is, and that's a different snippet. It's a private place in your home where you do your self-care, whether it's meditation, prayer, journaling. It's your space. But you can use any space, just don't be interrupted, right? So you've committed to a 5-minute daily practice, and here's what you do in that practice. Make the body comfortable, settle into a comfy chair. You can even lay down, but if you're prone to falling asleep, sit up. Take a few deep breaths, close the eyes, take a few deep breaths, and settle your nervous system. You want to stimulate the throat, which stimulates that vagus nerve and will help you to settle the nervous system. That's another snippet too. So you're going to settle yourself in. Your eyes are closed. The body is relaxed and not bothering you. We want to forget the body. That's why we get comfy, right? And then I want you to turn on your internal movie screen. Turn on that movie screen. You know the one where you get to visualize your best life, the one you used as a child when you were having fantasies of being the Hollywood star or Miss America or whatever it was. Turn on that movie screen and you have one. Now, if yours is a bit dusty, don't worry about it. It will become clearer over time. We just start an internal visualization, and the star of this show is your loved one. See them healthy and happy. Now, I don't want a long, drawn-out narrative. This is not the whole hero's journey. This is just the end of the journey, seeing them healthy, happy, and looking at you with a big, fat smile on their face. If you like, you can have them saying, "Thank you, Mom," or "Thank you, Grandma." But that's the whole show. And I want you to create this little story in your mind. It is literally a 5-second story, 3 seconds maybe. It's their face smiling and them simply saying to you, "Thank you." They're just whispering thank you and looking at you with love. And you can see the healthy glow in their face. And I want you to spend your 2 to 3, maybe 4 minutes of visualization looping that story. Loop that visualization. See it over and over. There they are. Their face comes into your mind. Look at how healthy they are. They look you in the eye, whisper thank you, and smile, and then loop it back to the beginning. They come back, they smile and say thank you. Loop it back, they smile and say thank you. I want you to practice this until it's as clear as you can possibly make it. Now, this might be fuzzy at first, and you've got a very dusty screen. You haven't been using your internal movie camera. That's okay. We're going to practice. My dear, if you did this every day with an open heart for 30 days, I know you would see a difference. What would that difference be? Actually, it wouldn't take 30 days. The truth is, it wouldn't take 30 days. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to begin to feel better. Oh, let me add one more thing about the practice. As you're seeing them and they're saying, "Thank you, Mom," or "Thank you, Grandma," as you see their face glowing with health and their eyes are shining brightly and that you can see they're healthy, as that's happening, feel how you would feel if that really happened. So your part is to see it and feel it. Without the feeling part of this, it just feels like a big fat lie. And now you're thinking, well, it is, isn't it, Becca? No, it is not a big fat lie. What you create in your own imagination will help you to grow emotional resilience. More than that, there is a school of thought, and that's not only another snippet, it's another 1,000 snippets. We'll probably never go in that direction, but there is a school of thought, my dears, that says if you can imagine this vividly enough, it will come to pass. Do I believe that? Yes. Not only do I believe it, I have actually proven it in my life. As I said, that's another snippet. It's not that important that you believe that you can actually make this come to pass by visualizing it. That's not what matters here, gals. What matters here is you will grow emotional resilience. Your love for that human that you are trying to help will reach them. I don't care if they're on the other side of the country or the continent. I don't care how low they've fallen, or maybe they're just in your neighborhood and they have an unhappy marriage. Whatever it is, your love from your heart will reach their heart. Even if it's subtly and they don't wake up one day and go, "Oh, what's that going on? Mom, what are you doing? I felt something." That's not what we're after here. It will help you grow emotional resilience and it will reach their heart. We are energetic beings, dears. We are not these physical bodies. This is a practice that you can commit to out of love for this human that you want to help. Sit quietly for 1 to 3 minutes. Loop that scene. Feel love for them in your heart. And the most powerful emotion you can feel, jot this one down if you're taking notes. The most powerful emotion you can feel when doing this is relief. I want you to feel relief. Because isn't that what you would feel if they suddenly showed up at your door and there they were with a healthy glow on their face and a smile and they're, thank you, Mom. You might want to change the words. Don't come up with a big narrative, but it doesn't have to be thank you. It can be, I love you, Mom, or I'm okay, Mom, or Grandma, or whatever works for you. You're creating the little scene in your own that you get to loop. Make it very short, very specific, and it indicates all is well with this loved one. Loop that little scene. Feel as much love and relief as you can muster without forcing it. Stay relaxed. If at first you can't even feel relief because it doesn't feel real, that's okay. Just keep practicing it each day for 2 to 3 minutes. At the end of this practice, you're not allowed to judge it. Do not get up and go, well, that wasn't good enough. I didn't feel it strongly enough. I didn't see them clearly enough. I don't think I did it right. Maybe I should re-listen to that snippet and make sure. Or maybe I should email Becca and check if I'm doing this right. Or maybe this will actually, forget it. There will be no analysis after the practice. Do your 3 minutes. Take 5 in the beginning because you're learning. But it shouldn't take 5 minutes. It really shouldn't. And then get up, take a nice deep breath, and walk away in faith that you have helped this individual and yourself grow emotionally. My dear, if it's only one of you tries this, this was a worthwhile snippet. If you're in doubt about this, I encourage you to give it more thought. And remember, it's not really whether or not you will change their lives what matters. What matters is that you will grow emotionally. Lately, I've been hearing more and more from women that they have a hard time finding my show notes. And you know what? I get it. Podcast platforms are not easy to navigate, and none of us here in Snippetland are digital natives, right? We're all learning. We weren't raised on this stuff. And so if you want to be receiving goodies in your inbox, if you want to be getting my guides, if you want to come deeper into Snippetland and you're not sure how, it's very simple. Just shoot me an email at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com and say, Becca, I'm coming deeper into Snippetland. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.